This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia said on Thursday that the United States was behind what it says was a drone attack on the Kremlin that aimed to kill President Vladimir Putin. A White House spokesperson called that accusation ludicrous. Reuters' Zachary Gelman has more.
Russia on Thursday claimed that the United States was behind what it says was a drone attack on the Kremlin that aimed to kill President Vladimir Putin. That accusation came from Putin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov on Thursday, who said, without providing any evidence, that Ukraine had carried out the alleged drone strike acting on orders from Washington. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby called that claim ludicrous. Kirby told CNN, quote, "The United States has nothing to do with it. We don't even know exactly what happened here, but I can assure you that the United States had no role in it whatsoever." Footage from Wednesday shows what appears to be a flying object nearing the domed roof of the Kremlin before exploding. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv did not target Putin and denied involvement.
Reuters' Zachary Gelman reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Thursday for a special tribunal to hold Russia to account for its invasion of Ukraine in a speech at the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
"The aggressor must fear the full power of justice, only him. Yet, this is our historical responsibility of the modern generation to make the total punishment for aggression inevitable."
The Ukrainian leader arrived Wednesday in the Netherlands after making a surprise visit earlier in the day to Finland to participate in a summit with the leaders of five Nordic nations. The ICC in March issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin on a war crimes charge involving the alleged deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday that Azerbaijan and Armenia made tangible progress toward reaching an agreement in Washington-hosted peace talks over the past few days. The four-day negotiating session did not lead to a peace agreement, but Blinken said he believed a deal was within sight, within reach. The talks, which began Sunday, concern a corridor through the only land route giving Armenia direct access to the contested region of Nagorno-Karabakh, where ethnic Armenians are a majority inside Azerbaijan. Autopsy results on Tyree Nichols are in. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Tyree Nichols died of blunt force injuries to the head after he was beaten by Memphis police during a January arrest. The autopsy said the manner of death was homicide, describing multiple contusions, brain injuries, cuts and bruises to the head and other parts of the body. The 29-year-old was black, as were the five police officers fired and charged with second-degree murder and other counts after his death. They have pleaded not guilty. Nichols was stopped by police in early January for an alleged traffic violation. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday told the chief executives of tech companies, including Microsoft and Google, that they have a legal responsibility to ensure the safety of their artificial intelligence products. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Vice President Harris said she and President Joe Biden are open to advancing new regulations and supporting new legislation on artificial intelligence. The White House is hosting CEOs of top artificial intelligence companies Thursday to discuss risks and safeguards as the technology catches the attention of governments and lawmakers globally. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
In Sudan, heavy fighting was reported in and around the capital, Khartoum, early Thursday, despite a week-long ceasefire agreed to by both sides in the conflict. Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Defense Forces each appeared to be trying to push the other out of central Khartoum and control areas around the presidential palace and army headquarters. In Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden deplored the continuing violence. He imposed sanctions to block any Sudanese who are impeding the push to democracy in the Northeast African country from carrying out financial transactions linked to any U.S. accounts or property they may hold. And Israel's defense minister says Iran could have enough enriched uranium to make five nuclear weapons and warned Thursday that Tehran that proceeding to weapons-grade enrichment could ignite the region. Marissa Melton, VOA News.